and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Chief Keefe.
Howdy, y'all.
How are we doing today, my friend?
We're doing all right. Fucking, this is take two, because we did one earlier, and it fucking just didn't meet our expectations.
No, around here, surprisingly, we have standards. Not in anything else, but, you know.
Yeah, when there's like 5 minutes of silence, and we're just staring into each other's eyes, it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, no, I don't swing that way, fella.
We'll see.
So the news of the day is daylight savings. And when daylight savings happens, the seasonal depression fucking comes back. You can relate to that.
Yeah, the winter blues, man.
The winter fucking blues. Winter is the best fucking season, in my opinion, but it fucking sucks. There's no goddamn daylight.
You're just saying that because you get to stay inside and stuff, but yeah. That is, I mean, I'd say that's the worst part for sure, is just the fucking no sun.
No, the no sun fucking blows. And the first, well, I wouldn't call it the first snow, but the first few flakes of the season came this evening.
Yeah.
Which is the catalyst of one hell of a winter, hopefully.
I thought it was fucking rain. I mean, it was like that last night, too.
Yeah, it was. It's more like hail. It's not like fucking snow.
Yeah, but a couple of weeks ago, we did have snow. Like, yeah. I woke up with fucking frost on the car, so that was fun, and it was, like, freezing fucking cold, like, God forbid there's any fucking, like, real skinny people on campus, they were fucking went in the wind, they got blown away, it's terrible.
Tie string them, flying like a kite.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That's another thing, fucking, it's exam season at, university, no?
Well, it's over now.
Well, that's, thank fuck for that.
Midterm season, yeah. Fuck school.
Yeah. Fuck school. I agree.
That's because you just don't want to go.
Well, yeah, that too. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, imagine actually waking up in the morning, still going to school and not getting paid for
imagine
it.
Imagine having to fucking wake up at 3 in the morning because you wanted to be funny in class.
Yeah, no, I feel that, unfortunately.
See, that's the thing, like, you were working nights, like, I'm a Nighthawk, I love nights, but I wouldn't want to work them. I'd want
you
them...
You would not.
I'd literally combust. Whether through anger or just, like, my fucking belt would explode, and my gut would just get so much bigger, and my fucking head's getting bigger. Like, I wouldn't be able to stand it, but...
Like, you want to talk about fucking seasonal depression? Talk about seasonal depression working night shift. You don't see the fucking sun at all. Unless you fucking stay up till the crack at crow piss at, like, what, fucking 9
like,
o'clock now?
I was thinking, like, okay, like, fucking God forbid you have a doctor's appointment at, like, 1 p.m. You're probably just going to stay up. Like, or, like,
it's,
noon.
It's either you get home and go right to bed and get fucking 4 hours of sleep, or you stay up and fucking be tired as shit.
Get 2 hours of sleep.
And get fucking, and get the same amount of sleep. It doesn't work.
But, so going back to what I was saying, though... Like, yeah, I'm a night. I find that I do, like, most of my work, and I get shit done during the night. I don't know why. I think it might be, like, just, like, less shit going on. You know, there's less to focus on. Like, everyone else is, like, sleeping, so you can just do your own thing. But I wouldn't want to work that, because that's, like, me time. That'd be, like, if I had to fucking... That'd be, like, every time I slept, I'd have a dream about working. Like, I'd have to work in my dreams. Like, that's fucking me time.
I've fucking dreamt about work.
That sounds fucking terrible, man.
It's really is, because I wake up in a panic and think, oh, thank God, I'm not in hell.
Maybe you're sleeping at work, and that's why.
Been there, done that.
You got an hour break. That's, like, a good at least 45 minutes.
You know
sleep.
How many fucking naps I've taken in an hour break? Like, oh, man, feet up on the table, fucking conked out, fucking... Listen to my music.
I don't get how people take power naps, because I can't sleep for 45 minutes. It's either, like, 3 hours or nothing.
Fuck no. 3 hours, that's some fucking baby shit. I'll fucking take a nap for 6 hours and still feel like I'm in a fucking ethereal plane.
Yeah, it's that... There's some, like, spectrum there where you sleep for, like, 2 hours, you feel like shit. You sleep for, like, 4 hours or 6 hours, you feel good. Like, same with seven hours, 8 hours. You sleep for, like, 10 hours, you feel like shit. You got to go, like, right in the middle. If you sleep too much, you feel terrible. You still feel tired. If you don't sleep enough, you feel tired.
Oh, I feel that.
But if you sleep, like, I don't even know what the right amount is, but some right amount, then you'll be all right. You'll still fucking hate your life because, you know.
Well, I'll fucking hate my life regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fucking working nights, I wouldn't fucking wish that. I'm like, yeah, I would. Working nights fucking sucks, but the pay is fucking beautiful.
You're your own worst enemy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, working nights is fun because you don't have to deal with the fucking general population. And let me tell you, the general population are
But you
could
work a lot
stupid.
Of different jobs where you don't have to do that.
Thank fucking God for that. I fucking had to deal with the general population doing fucking landscaping. And it's just, it's one of the worst fucking things because it's not the low IQ of these people who think they know how to do your job. It's the fucking arrogance that they think they're better than you for knowing how to do your job and when they really fucking don't.
Yeah, well, they just love to sit there and watch you do it and then complain about everything you do.
That's what I say. A fucking show is extra. You want to sit there and watch me fucking put your shit together? I will fucking charge
you
for that.
Nice. You got these people that like fuck, if I got boys coming over to my house, you know, this is assuming I don't know them, because if I knew them, I'd probably hate them.
Yeah,
but, well, you know, I got these boys coming over to the house fucking cleaning gutters, fucking fixing an appliance, God knows what. Fucking ask them if they want a beer, like, fucking give them water, like...
From my fucking perspective, from somebody who's done that shit, that is probably the best thing you can fucking do for these guys.
Yeah, and also, leave them the fuck alone. Let them do their job.
Oh, my God.
The last thing, if I get a fucking electrician in my house, like, looking at, like, fucking... Who knows, a fucking rat chewed the wires, who knows, fucking yeah. Power's out. So then I go, like, I'm not gonna go down to the fucking circuit breaker and just watch him. He'd be like, How's it looking? How much are you gonna charge me there?
Yeah, but it's different if he's in for 15 minutes versus, like, fucking 3 hours. If he's there doing, like, a 3-hour job, by all means, do what you fucking want. I'll not hinder you. If you're there for a 15-minute checkup on my fucking water meter and my power meter, I'm gonna watch you because you work for the fucking city.
Getting paid by the hour.
Oh, fuck, do they ever.
That's what I think. What they do is like, okay, I got this call. It's a 15-minute drive, so I'm gonna get there in about 20. I'm gonna sit in my car for 45 minutes, walk in, do the job. It's probably gonna take like 10 minutes. Get back in my car, sit there for another 45 minutes, and then go on lunch break.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I won't tell anyone. Until 3 hours into my lunch break, then I'll tell them I'm gone.
Yeah.
There you go. Like, that's basically all the day done there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Time theft, my friend. Time theft. It is, in fact, illegal.
It's illegal, but you'll never run out of it.
No.
That's what they say. Buy land, because God's not making any more of it.
Fuck yeah. Land is the most precious commodity nowadays.
Especially those fucking people that are, like, grandfathered, and they got these fucking massive houses. Like, yeah, I bought it for two nickels, and I gave this guy a fucking beanstalk.
But the house doesn't mean dick if you're fucking sitting on fucking 10 acres of land. Like, you could fucking bulldoze that house and still sell the land for the same amount of money.
Oh, I know. Yeah, for sure. No, we all know about the fucking housing crisis and shit.
Oh, my God. But just remember... It's the white guys who aren't affected by it. Always remember that, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's why I'm lucky I fucking live here. Like, I couldn't imagine fucking not living here. Like, say I wanted to move to, God forbid, I must have a screw loose, but let's say, for the sake of the argument, I wanted to move to Halifax.
Oh, you do have a fucking screw loose.
It'd be impossible. It'd be fucking impossible.
Well, yeah, it'd be impossible because there's fucking 17 a fucking Johnny douchebag living in one apartment.
And because this podcast is my only source of income, and it makes $0 a month.
Speaking of $0 a month, our sponsor today,
is
ladies and gentlemen,
no
is
one.
Fucking nobody. So we can say whatever the hell we want, and you're gonna listen to it.
Fucking and shit, and that's it.
Nice, very nice. But yeah, back to the housing crisis. It is definitely not a fucking seller's market anymore.
No. Not even a buyer's market. Nothing to buy.
No, because nobody's fucking selling anything. And if they do fucking sell it, it's fucking Johnny douchebag wanting a 35-year mortgage paying $12 a month.
You got the same six landlords that own all the property, and then they're like, "Listen, landlords work hard, okay? We have to, like, when you like say that you need your house painted, and I know you need a fumigation, we have to ignore your emails. Do you know how hard it is to ignore emails when you get like 10 a day? It's very hard. My phone, like, it drives me nuts.
You know what? There's only one thing in this world worse than politicians, and that's fucking landlords. And I think we can
all
agree
with
that.
They avoid the questions. They do the same thing.
Exactly. You ask them, hey, my my water pipe's leaking under my sink. Can you come fix it? Well, you know, we'll be there, and we'll come, and eventually we'll take a look at it, and we'll assess the situation, and we will make sure that our renters are very up to date on their water pipage. Fuck you.
Sounding like someone we know.
Yeah, it sounds like Mr. Frilly Pants in the House of Commons.
Or they're just like, oh, yeah, it's like, hey, by the way, Mr. Landlord, I got a fumigate, like, I need a fumigation, like, I got so many cockroaches in my place. He's like, oh, that's your fault. Like, yeah, I took cockroaches, I put them in my pockets, and then when I got home, I let them loose. By the way, no damage deposit.
It's not cockroaches that are the big problem, it's fucking bed bugs. Because if one apartment has them,
it's true.
Then...
That shit's like it's like herpes. It spreads. Like you have one person there, like lay on the fucking bed. They go and they sit on the fucking subway, or no, we don't have a subway, but train or
we do have
bus.
A subway. Go see Jared Fogle for a foot long.
Yeah, well, don't go to jail for that. Go see him. But yeah, if someone's like goes on the fucking the bus or something, fucking it's gonna spread and shit like that. It's
fuck yes, it is. It's like it's fucking bad. Apartments nowadays, like even the new ones they're building, I'd never fucking
it's
live in one of them.
It's that fucking minimalist design, like.
Oh, it sucks.
Can we go back to the '70s where they had like fucking, they had like the beds that would rotate, and they had like
if
fucking.
If my fucking place doesn't look like an acid trip, I don't want it. All right.
Like the fucking couches have built-in tables. It's all made of like leather and fur. They got mirrors fucking drilled into them that can't come off. There's so much resin between the cracks that it's just stuck there forever.
Fuck yeah, that is the best fucking design.
Oh, man.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I have to crack my fucking brew.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
I just don't know how you open, like, the fucking, the thing's upside down or something. I don't get it.
I don't know, I don't give a fuck. It still opens the motherfuckers.
It does, yeah. I got
Jesus
God's
Christ.
Bottle openers right here. I got two of them.
Yeah, unless they're fucking... Unless you're non-screw tops, then your meaty fucking hands can't open them.
Yeah, that's the one problem I have with Coronas. I remember being in a hotel room fucking having them, and fucking... I was like, the one thing we forgot was a bottle opener. Didn't think I needed it, because I was drinking mousse the couple days before that, and you can twist them off. So, I'm sitting there doing everything to it. I got a fucking lighter to it. Like... I can't do anything, so I had to walk to a fucking convenience store, fucking buy one, and go back. And then when I got back, I was like, this is fucking sucks. Like,
hey,
I'm wasting my time.
Fucking anything can be a fucking bottle opener if you try hard enough.
Yeah, true. But, like, of course, you can do the method where, like, you put it on the table and you slam it down.
I was going to say
it's a fucking hotel room. Like, the damage deposit was, like, $200 or something, or $175.
You actually have to put down damage deposit for a hotel room? Yeah. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, but I got it back. Yeah, I mean,
shows how much I travel.
It was, and I thought, like, I was, like, kind of, like, paranoid a little bit, because I didn't know, like, I haven't done that. Like, I've never had to usually do a damage deposit for a hotel.
Yeah.
But it was just the one night, and fucking, I was like, fuck, like, what if I get, like, what if I'm, like, taking a piss, and I accidentally piss on the white towels there? Like, are they going to fucking find me? It's like, I don't know how these people are going to be, like.
Well, Jesus, the way you fucking piss, it would probably melt through the ceramic.
No, I was pretty careful.
Well, I don't know. The amount,
usually when I'm drunk,
the amount of alcohol that goes
when I'm drunk,
there.
I usually play a game where I do a figure eight. Or, like, there's, like, the hole. There's, like, where, like, the water goes down. And I'll make it, like, I'll trace it with my pee.
So that's why there's so much piss on my floor after the podcast.
Don't tell me you don't do
done.
That. Every guy
no,
does that.
I aim center mast every time.
Or if there's, like, if you, like, go to blow your nose or something. And there's, like, toilet paper in it. You, like, piss on it.
Yeah, you know what? At least you don't fucking sit when you pee.
I don't get that.
That makes you a fucking sub,
man. I don't get that.
You are not a fucking man if you sit when you pee.
It's not comfortable.
Not fucking comfortable. You're not a man if you fucking do it.
I don't fucking... Or it's like... Well, I think what's even weird is people who piss... Like, what if you piss, like, facing the opposite way?
What?
Like, you know, okay, yeah, okay. You go sit on a toilet facing the other way. So you're pissing down the hole.
That just means you got a fucking, you got a table to eat your fucking
and hold your
Mr.
phone
Noodles on.
Yeah, you are.
Fuck yeah.
That's a big problem. It's hard to eat shit without watching something with it.
You eat shit without watching
yeah,
something?
I do. It's weird. I didn't really want to bring it up. It's a sensitive issue.
No, but like, Like, social media and fucking iPads have fucking ruined people.
Yeah, no,
like, nobody can fucking eat something. Like, if you go to a fucking restaurant nowadays, go out and fucking sit at a booth and count how many kids you see with either an iPhone or a fucking iPad while the other, the rest of the family eats their fucking meal.
Yeah, it's, well, that's kind of just the, it's the get out of jail free card for parents. Like, okay, little Jimmy or Johnny's not paying attention. He's being a dick, so let's just give him this thing that gives him hours and hours of entertainment and has so many flashing lights that he probably will develop epilepsy.
And oh, fuck yeah. See, that soft parenting bullshit doesn't work anymore. It makes fucking, like, it makes some fucking
That's a scary thing. Anyone can be a parent. Like, why don't...
That is a fucking
like, how
scary
come,
thought.
How come I go, like, I'll get a job at Walmart and they want a fucking criminal background check? Like, I guess that makes sense, but, like... What if I'm, like, just fucking delivering newspapers? What do you want a criminal record check for? Am I going to steal the newspaper and sell it? I'll buy the dollar?
Yeah, like, nobody's buying the Guardian nowadays. Come on.
You don't need any of that for being a parent. Anyone can fuck, which is, like, that's fine. But, like, fucking these people, man. Some people just should not be parents.
That is a fucking, that is a truth and a half if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the fact that, like, there's shitty parents. Like, there is a lot of shitty fucking parents out there. But there's a lot of parents out there who don't give a shit about their kids. And that's what
I
think is worse.
No, it, I think, yeah, neglecting is, like, one of the worst fucking things you can do.
Well,
I attribute it to, like, how, for an example, like, I have a few skills here and there. I am a terrible teacher. I just get upset. I get pissed off when people don't do things. Or I just can't explain it well. Like, just because you understand something doesn't mean you can teach it to someone. Like, just because you understand that how parenting works doesn't mean you know how to parent.
Yeah, I'm the opposite there. I love teaching people new shit, but you know what they say about teachers? Those who cannot do, teach.
Or those who want $50,000 a year, or whatever they make, or $30,000 a year for doing nothing, and getting paid the same amount as a guy who plays basketball with kids for all the fucking year long.
See, that's what I don't understand about university profs. Like, okay, like, take this in to consideration. I don't fucking go to university because when you've heard the way I fucking speak, but like these fucking losers are demanding more money for time that they don't even give a shit about. Like, I think that's fucking stupid.
Well, you're always gonna have a few bad apples. Like, you're gonna have those profs that just read the slideshow, don't answer any questions and shit.
Oh,
but
there
then
was
you
a few
get
of them in high school.
Then you get the ones that. But the thing is, fucking profs know better. They should, and they do know better.
Yeah, because university kids, they either don't care or they care too much.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, too, is, like, we had a lot of teachers in fucking high school. Like, my chemistry teacher, she was always saying, oh, you know, like, I was like, we were always saying, like, why are you giving us such a hard time? Why are you being a hard ass? Why are you making us do all this? Why are you being so nitpicky? She was like, well, you know, because they're going to be like this in university, and they're not going to tolerate this. Are you kidding me?
It's not university. It's fucking high school.
But not only that, they don't give a shit. Like, this is the thing. Like, it's completely autonomous. Like, you got to fucking do your thing. Like, no, you can't go to the prof and be like, yeah, so I'm going to fucking Universal Studios for 2 months. If you just want to send me the notes now, they're gonna, shut the fuck up, kid.
They will not do
it's like,
that
listen,
shit.
We have your money, and that's all we need from you. We don't need your fucking attendance. We don't need shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, some teachers were the fucking greatest. Like, they actually gave a shit about their kids, and they actually taught them. And then there were some kids who, or some teachers, sorry, who fucking taught off slideshow, gave you a pamphlet, and said, yeah, do the work.
Oh, those fucking
and when you
pamphlets.
Wouldn't understand it, you get criticized, like, well, you know, you should have fucking learned this the year before. It's like, well, I didn't fucking take this the year before,
yeah,
did
you
I?
You probably taught me that last year. That's why I don't know anything. Those pamphlets are the fucking devil. I hate those fucking pamphlets.
Oh, they're fucking...
You know what I always fucking hated, too, was, you have a fucking real hard-ass teacher or whatever, and they're like, okay, so we're gonna be watching a movie today, and the whole class is like, fucking, he's like, oh, by the way, you gotta fill out this form, and you gotta take no... Are you fucking kidding me? I can't even,
we're
like...
we're watching the best movie on the planet, but you got to write 17 paragraphs, make 14 points, and summarize your points by the end of the movie. And if you don't, you're going to fucking
And
fail.
Now I can't even sleep through the fucking movie.
But that's the thing. What the fuck are the teachers doing the whole time? Fucking watching fucking Johnny Douchebag on YouTube.
No,
while
they're fucking hungover.
Exactly.
You think they're looking for something in their desk? No, they're fucking on the desk sleeping. They have their head down.
They're looking for the rest of their liquor in their fucking desks. That's another thing. I'm surprised we didn't have more alcoholic fucking teachers. I'm surprised. Like, I'm not saying I'm surprised, but I know damn well we did, but you could never tell which one it was.
Some it was obvious. Some were like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we had more like, not like drunk, like pill poppers or shit than fucking, than
yeah.
drunks.
Oh yeah, yeah, don't get me fucking started on that, I won't stop. But yeah, no, it's not the drunks, it's the fucking smackheads that get through.
Yeah.
Which is odd for this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like when you think of a teacher, you think of a drunk, right? Because they're getting paid shit. Like, I don't know, man. Like, for me, like, it makes more sense if you were, like, the fucking gym teacher. Because, I mean, like, okay, like, you're doing basically nothing. Like, you're fucking, like, you're like, okay, let's play basketball. And fucking, you just sit there. You're hungover. Your fucking bitch wife is calling. Like, your kid is sick for the fucking sixth time this week.
Oh,
and you're just
yeah.
like, well, thank God I'm not the chemistry teacher. Because he actually has to do work.
Yeah, yeah, that's one thing one of the gym teachers in junior high said. He said, who do you think is the smartest teacher in this school? And everybody said, oh, it's fucking so-and-so. He's the chemistry teacher. Oh, it's so-and-so. He has fucking, I don't know, 3 masters. He said, no. The gym teacher's the smartest because he plays dodgeball and he fucking gets paid for it. And I think of that quote at least once a week.
Yeah, but a lot of them are creeps too.
Yeah, there is a lot, but there are a few good ones out there.
Oh yeah, there sure are. Just seems like if you think of like a creep, it's gonna be it's usually the gym teacher, right?
Or a photography teacher.
Oh, the yeah, photography.
Yeah, photography. Those of you who went to Charlottetown Rural know what exactly we're talking
or
about.
Or an English teacher.
Yeah, no, the English teachers are pretty fucking bad.
The English teachers are either, like, 40-year-old men who look like they're 30 or, like, late 20s and wear fucking scarves in July and claim that, oh, fucking global warming, oh. And then or they're, like, 80-year-old women who have never had a date in their life.
Oh, yeah, their fucking snatch is so uptight, you'd think there's a fucking a stick
oh,
the size
of... it's got cobwebs on it.
Yeah, fucking vagina spiders. You don't want that shit.
No, that's fucking disgusting.
No, those kind of teachers need to get fucking laid.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy life.
But this is the other thing, too. They've never been laid, but somehow every fucking, every term they're pregnant.
Right.
And they're always on mat leave. You can only, how can you be on mat leave every other year?
It's only the fucking English teachers.
Oh, yeah.
It's nobody else.
You know, their job's not that fucking hard, yet they always take it off. I don't get it.
No. I understand it to a point, but I don't. Like, some of these guys who got homeschooled, like,
no.
It probably saved them from a lot of the bullshit that's going on
no,
in schools right
now. No, I don't
now.
Agree, just because, well, like, one, they're not going to have any friends, which is going to fuck
too.
Them for life. And, like, when people are like, oh, yeah, I don't want my kid indoctrinated in these views, so I'm going to homeschool them. And then when they get, what do you think they do at homeschool? Fucking, you know, the color blue is the devil. You know, everyone's racist, everyone's homophobic, blah, blah, blah. And also, you're God's gift. Like, just,
yeah.
like, the exact views that they want put onto their kids as well.
Yeah,
and then
it's like a fucking cult.
They have no outside knowledge, but at least they get to fuck the hot English teacher.
God damn it, I was just going to make that fucking joke. Oh, well, you got to be quicker than that. But no, yeah, like, I agree with that, but I also agree they shouldn't be pushing any sort of narrative like that in public schools.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't.
School is about learning, it's not about exploring, you know what I mean?
I just thought of another good topic.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, we have these fucking creeps that either try or are successful in the fucking...
And you're and listening
and
to them right
no,
now.
I'm not a teacher. I'll never be a fucking teacher. That shit's fucking... No. That shit's too smart for me. But if it's a girl, then
oh
the fucking...
God.
Then the you know, they're like, oh, well, fucking boys, you know, high five and fucking give him so many attaboys. You know what I mean? But if it's a guy doing it, then it's bad.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of sexist fucking teachers at our school.
Yeah.
And
that's not what I was talking about.
Majority of them were women. I don't know
what I was
talking
about. Okay, so,
about.
Like, let's say a fucking a woman teacher diddles a kid, and then the fucking everyone's like, yeah, like, you got to sleep with her. That's awesome, man.
Oh,
but if it was a guy,
oh, yeah,
then they realize, like, okay, that's fucked.
Yeah, but the good thing about the one fucking good thing about this justice system here is they actually prosecute with no discrimination.
No, they don't. Because they don't,
no,
they don't prosecute to begin with.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You kind of need them. Like,
but look at that fucking one that got caught here.
Anything happen with
the
that?
Teacher. Huh?
Did anything happen with that?
I'm not too sure.
Because I don't even know if it
I don't know.
I don't even know if it happened. Allegedly. We have to put.
It's very alleged that it happened.
Yeah.
Everyone is innocent until proven guilty.
That guy was looking through windows.
Oh, fuck yeah. That fucking voyeur foot doctor, that's fucked.
No, that's real. Can't
that
make that shit
real.
Up.
That is real. Like, 10 fucking years ago, you wouldn't see this shit on the island.
Yeah. It's fucked up, but it's funny. Like, that makes me think of, like, it's like a comedy skit. Like, hey, like, how we doing, Jerry? Jerry, I'm gonna pretend to be a foot doctor so I can go creep on women. And then he gets caught and he goes...
You can't do
and then
that.
He gets caught and he goes, I guess I'll just go back to looking through windows. Fucking peeping Tom. That shit is like, that's something you'd see in a fucking 1940s cartoon.
No, that's something you'd see in fucking Seinfeld.
Peeping Tom? Eh, sort of.
Peeping Kramer.
Well, he did a lot worse than that.
Oh, yeah, let's not bring up the Laugh Factory incident.
Oh, man. Him apologizing is the fucking funniest thing ever.
Oh, my God. What was he on? Was he on fucking
Letterman? And the thing is, like, I guess nobody really, like, apologized for shit back then. But, like, I kind of feel bad. Like, Jerry kind of dragged him under the bus there. Like, pulled him on there,
yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, like, I didn't mean to do that. And then everyone's laughing at him. Because they think he's fucking joking.
Yeah, because he was on the most popular TV show, and they think, oh, this guy's fucking, he's a comedian. Everything he comes out of his mouth is a joke. They can't take these fucking guys seriously.
Exactly. Well, I mean, like, Kramer is literally fucking nuts. He's a fucking, like, he's nutty.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, and then you have, like, he's trying to apologize, and then Jerry's like, stop laughing. It's not funny.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
Holy fuck, it's funny.
It's not funny. He's actually trying to apologize. The best part of that is him fucking halfway through it. Saying, yeah, I don't think this was a good idea doing this on live TV.
Yeah, it was funny too because when they get him on for the first time, like it's like a radio or satellite call, and he's like hunched over and he's like, how you doing? How you doing, Michael Richards? He's like, not too well, not too. Well. Looks like he just got fucking like caught like stealing from a fucking family of four or something. Like he looks so like, I don't know what to do here. What do I do?
You know, he looks like, compare it to nowadays, it looks like he made a microaggression on Twitter and he fucking got canceled. Now he has to apologize
fucking
on a YouTube
Jerry
video
Seinfeld,
for it.
He was like, listen, he's like, Kramer, if you don't apologize, you're not going to be able to be in the reunion. We're not going to give you your cut. You got to get in there and apologize.
You gotta fucking apologize, Craig. You can't.
You really offended my 17-year-old girlfriend. All her friends at school are telling her about it.
What is that with fucking rich guys and fucking women half their age cling to their fucking sides?
I don't know. I really don't know what it is. It's like Leonardo DiCaprio too. He like dates fucking women that are like, what is it, up to 25 or something?
That's
and then
true.
And immediately dumps them.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
But, like, these guys, like, they have to know that they're only with them for the fucking, the gold digging.
I think they just, like, pollute their brain with just, like, oh, yeah, I'm the best, you know?
Yeah, Weinstein them.
Yeah, well, no, not even just that. It's just, like, I'm the best, so obviously they're going for me. Like, another thing, too, like, fucking De Niro, he's, like, 200 years old, and he just had a kid not that long ago.
Fucking kid, what's up
with that?
How is
that possible?
Like,
my fucking, my thing barely works now.
You know, they got a pill for that nowadays.
They do have a pill for that. That's true. I might have to try that. Although, I feel like if I took that, it would, like, it wouldn't stop.
Well, that's...
Like, I'd be hard for 72 hours.
That's why you call a doctor. But in this province, you're lucky to have a fucking doctor.
Yeah, a family doctor. It's a fucking impossible. I was like, every time I see mine, I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm like, you better not retire, you prick.
Yo,
if you fucking retire...
fucking time.
We're gonna have some words.
Like, if fucking, if mine goes, like, that's fucking, I don't know, 200 people without a doctor.
Oh, it's fucked, man.
And 90% of them are fucking elderly.
That's the thing, like, every time I go into the doctor's office, it says, like, we're not accepting any new patients. And I'm like, you poor bastards.
It's a good thing our Premier Dennis King green-lighted this this new building on the UPEI campus that, you know, trains doctors and trains nurses and all that. But we won't have any fucking new doctors or nurses for the next 10 goddamn years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, shit takes time. But I find that, yeah, I mean, I don't, this is what I don't understand. There's always construction going on. It's like, I don't know why they choose to do construction at the same time. It's like, okay, we got a pothole on this road and this road and this road. So let's shut them all down for 3 weeks at the same time. And you, if you want to get to where you're going, you got to take a fucking long, convoluted way that takes an extra fucking half hour to your day.
And see, that's another thing. Construction on the island only happens by like three fucking companies.
Well, fucking, God forbid it's the road, it's the city doing it. And you got one buddy holding the sign, you got the other guy watching him, trying to learn how to do it, you got another guy on the job, or the apprenticeship, trying to learn how to hold the sign, he's teaching
guy,
him.
The sign can probably speak more words than the fucking guy, the sign's smarter than the guy holding it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then you got the fat fuck
sitting on the cooler, keeping the drinks and the sandwiches warm, or sandwiches cold.
Oh my god. Oh, it's the city. I doubt they give him fucking cold shit.
And then you got the guy that's warming up the truck. He's just sitting in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking road work that's done by the city is fucking obnoxious.
Because
it never gets done.
I don't know if we talked about this last week. I think we did. But what the fuck has happened to Tim's?
We did talk about this, but we'll fucking, we'll do a little tirade about it again.
Let's go just, like, in general. Like, what the fuck's happened?
In general, Tim's, I think it's got to be because they started serving food and shit. It's got to be because, like, 10 years ago, Tim's fucking served soup sandwiches and coffee. And, you know, they're baked goods, but that's what they were known for. But their soups and sandwiches were actually fucking good.
Well, that's because that's all they had, right? When you so much shit, and it's like, it's all fucking, like, I would not be surprised if you had, like, a donut that was made there 8 in the morning, or 6 in the morning, whatever, and it was there until the next day. They just left it.
No, they have to throw them out at the end of the night. That's why you go there at fucking, like, I don't know, like, 9 or 10 o'clock. If they have any donuts left, they give you them for free.
But that's why you want them at the start of the day, because it's like, they're like, if you ever, let's say you go to, like, a sandwich shop or something, they have, like, a model, basically, of, like, what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you wanted to eat that fucking thing, which has been sitting there for 10 years, it's not even
real. Yeah, and then you get it, and it looks nothing
like
that.
Like the fucking, I don't know why people do it, but they have those fucking bowls with the fake fruit at their houses. Usually when you just buy a new house.
Yeah, it's all the aesthetic.
Yeah, no, it's fucking stupid. And that frosting is, like, just fucking flakes at that point.
Oh, it fucking blows. Like, there's no, I'll say this with really any fast food place or coffee shop, there's no quality control anymore. Mm-hmm. It's all quantity. How much shit can we push out, and how much fucking profit can we earn on it?
Yeah.
There is nothing that reserves quality for this food.
Everything's so fucking, I mean, how, like, why is a bagel fucking $2 or $3? Or donut, even a donut, too, like.
A fucking bagel with cream cheese, but not too much cream
cheese. A fucking Timbit
is
like, a 50 pack of Timbits is $20. They're little fucking donut holes.
Oh, you go to fucking, you go to McScrotum's there, and it's fucking, what, like $22 for a fucking 20-piece McNugget? Like, you're paying near $1 per fucking nugget.
Yeah.
Kiss my fat fucking ass.
The two things we indulge in the most, fucking food and liquor, and they're both expensive shit.
Yeah,
they're the most expensive things
on the island,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
It's dumb. That's the only fucking good thing left on the island is food and liquor, and we still can't enjoy it.
No.
So that's why we smoke.
It's fucking more like, for example, like fucking Moosehead, like, they make that shit, it's cheap, right? And then when they bring it over here, it's all tax. Like, if you go in the liquor store, it's like 80, 90% fucking, or 70% tax or something.
But if you go to a smoke shop, excuse me, or a liquor store in Quebec, Le Belle Province, it's fucking miles cheaper there.
Yeah, well, they're more like fucking the states than we are.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's why I say kick them out. Fuck
that's
the
why
French.
I feel bad for fucking chronic smokers who live in Australia. They're paying like $30 to $50 a pack.
Are they really?
It's all imported, man.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. At that point, I just go, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing that shit.
That's another
but
thing here.
I would have to live in Australia, which is something that I would not want to do.
Well, if you're fucking going to the liquor store here on the island, and you have two bottles in your hand, one is fucking Alberta Premium, and the other's Jack Daniels, they both cost the same fucking price.
Same. Captain Morgan costs the same as Jack Daniels.
Jack is an import.
Yeah. Well, Captain Morgan's made in fucking Toronto. And then, but like, oh, God forbid you want, like, okay, you know, God forbid you want something from fucking Mexico. It costs the same as something that was made literally in New Brunswick, like just a couple hours over.
It's fucking dumb.
All tax.
Like, it's everything nowadays is tax. Tax, 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 fucking carbon tax, tax.
Where's
and
it going?
It just, what?
Where's it going, though?
Where is it going? You know what? That's a thing that we've discussed here, not on the podcast. When we do our taxes, especially for like,
some of us
the cities
do.
And municipalities and all that, we should all get a fucking sheet that says where your dollars go. X amount goes to defense, X amount goes to fucking infrastructure.
$600,000 in hush money.
And the rest of it all goes to vacations in Cuba.
Well, you know, I just really wanted to try this exotic dish. You know, I really want, what is that, like fugu or something? Like the puffer fish?
Oh, yeah.
I just really wanted it. Yeah, so I had to fly to Japan and fucking
well, I really,
get it cooked.
I really wanted to spend close to $50,000 on a commercial airliner for just food for me and my colleagues.
Fat
fuck.
Fuck
you. Fuck you. How dare you spend
fat
our...
Fat pig.
How dare you spend our fucking hard-earned tax money on
how
your
you spend
fucking
that much
bullshit?
In such little time.
I have no idea. It's fucking stupid. Like, I don't see the fucking government working like a quarter of my paycheck. But that's the thing.
That's
the more
says,
you
yeah.
make is the less you earn.
Yeah.
Because the more you make, the fucking government takes more off.
They want you to make nothing.
Exactly. No,
they
want
you to make a lot. They encourage, they entice you to make nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the companies that do that. The fucking government wants you to make... We're fucking all for wages, we're this and that. Then you go to work for the company and it's, ah, well, you know, X amount of your money goes to this, a quarter of it goes to the government, and we might give you shifts,
God
and we might not.
God forbid you want to work overtime and actually get paid for it. They hate that.
Yeah.
Companies hate that trick.
Yeah, there's a lot of places here that don't let you work overtime.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
It is fucking stupid, because if I was allowed to work overtime, I'm saying this like I would fucking accept it, I might work overtime, but I probably wouldn't, because I'm fatty gonna smoke.
Yeah, well, they also just wouldn't, they wouldn't reward you.
Fuck no. Fuck no. And that's another thing, too. These big fucking corporations, you could be with them for 30 fucking years, and what do you get? You get a handshake from your general manager and a little goodie bag that says, hey, thanks for not leaving us.
I guess this is becoming the Working Man's Podcast.
This is the Working Man's Podcast, and any blue-collar motherfucker out there, listen to this shit.
Well, I think every podcast is a Working Man's Podcast. Is everyone's got to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's this thing in my life.
Man's got to eat, Julian.
Man's got to eat. When was it back in the day where I have a fucking a hot cave woman with a unibrow and fucking buck teeth and she's out picking berries and I'm out fighting the lions and the tigers and the bears?
Well, that was a few million years ago, but...
Yeah. Eating fermented fruit, tripping out, go, oh, fuck, I'm really hungry. I should eat some of these mushrooms. And then, oh, that doesn't go too well for me.
Fuck, yeah. No, I like how the government regulates... you know, shit that grows naturally that, you know, could be used to help in, you know, the medical field or even your mental health. Not fucking illegal. But you want to drink and make yourself look like an asshole? Fuck
well,
yeah.
Well, once they
we'll
found out,
here.
They're like, listen. Like, okay, government, we want weed to be legal. No, 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 because of all this. You know you can tax it, right? Oh, okay, okay. Let them in,
same
son.
As smokes. They'll never get rid of fucking tobacco here because
no.
It's fucking taxable.
See, I mean, obviously tobacco is, like, not good for you, but fucking if you want
to
smoke
oh,
it, you should... Yeah, no, sorry, that's pseudoscience. studies have been shown that when you're drunk, a cigarette is actually going to make you feel better. But anyways, you should be able to do what the fuck you want.
Oh, fuck
this
yeah.
is when I talked about this last time with the fucking, it was England or something. If you're born over a certain age. They did it here too, but it was just for, they did it so that you can't buy it at all. Here you had to be 21 if you weren't, you know, it was a certain year.
Yeah, that's
so
stupid. Every other province in Canada,
yeah.
you have to be 19.
I go to fucking Quebec,
fucking
I can be 18 to buy liquor and cigarettes. I go to Alberta, I think it's the same. I go to Nova Scotia, I have to be
19
yep. And then here, I gotta be 19 for drinking, but 21 to buy tobacco. Like, what the fuck?
Well, the thing is, it's 19 to buy weed and alcohol, but you gotta be 21 to fucking enter a smoke shop
yep.
and buy the
yep.
paraphernalia.
I can
the
fucking,
smoke
I can
the
go
fucking
buy
alcohol.
30 grams worth of weed and I can put it in my car, 30 fucking grams, but I cannot buy rolling papers. I can't buy a bong.
No.
The
no,
stupidest
I think that's
fucking
stupid
rule.
As fuck. And they don't even sell that shit at the dispensary, I don't think.
I don't know. I know they sell, like, rolling trays, but, yeah, I don't think they sell that
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, like a rolling tray is gonna fucking help me. What the fuck am I gonna roll with? I can't buy a fucking, well, I'm 21 now, I can fucking
can't
buy
can't buy rolling
I want.
Papers, can't buy fucking tips, can't buy a rolling machine.
Oh, it's fucked. You gotta smoke that bitch out of an apple. Smoke it out of a fucking Coca-Cola
bottle. See, that's something,
bottle.
Another thing fucking people missed out, like, we were creative when we were younger, you know? Like, okay, we're 15 or 16. We have $20 between fucking six people. How are we going to get drunk? How are we going to do this? Okay. Someone's going to get this. We're going to get this. Okay. Okay. You put in
five. You buy the liquor. I'll buy the fucking Coke.
Yeah.
And you buy the ice.
You put in $5, so you get you get more liquor. He put in $10, so he actually gets like half of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how it was. But even back then, you could get a pint for 15. The pint's, for Captain Morgan at least, now it's $20.
Yeah, no, in the last fucking, what, 4 years, it's gone up fucking $5 in price.
Like, if they're going to increase the price every year, other year or so, just make it $50. Make it $100. At this fucking
exactly.
point, like why, like, just, why just, like, okay, what they're doing is they're putting a finger in your ass, and they're saying, like, listen, like, okay, instead of that, like, okay, just make it $100. That'd be, like, just punching me in the ass. Like, just go for
yeah.
it. Because I'm not fucking, I can't stand that shit.
It's fucking stupid. If they really wanted to get people to stop fucking smoking, if they really wanted to get people to fucking stop drinking, they put labels on the bottles, labels on the packs, big skull and crossbones says, hey, don't smoke this. And they'll put the fucking price up.
No, but that, like, they do that shit just for fucking shits and giggles. Like, they want their money still. But, like, they'll put, like, okay, they'll put, like, fucking, they'll take off all the labels and, you know, like, the shit that makes it, like, marketing kind of shit, and they'll put like, hey, if you smoke, did you know if you smoke this your lungs are gonna hurt? No shit, really?
No,
everyone,
I only have one in my tracheotomy and one in my
everyone fucking yeah I got so
once.
Many ulcers.
Fuck you,
fucking everyone knows that everyone knows it's gonna cause cancer, but they're fuck, everyone's depressed,
fucking do it anyway.
I don't give a shit,
who cares?
You got,
you're here for a fucking good time.
I'm convinced
time.
That everyone on this planet has at least one vice. There's at least one thing that's deemed wrong that you do.
There is nobody on this planet who is a fucking saint.
Yeah, there's always something. Like, fucking, I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter what it is.
You drink coffee in the morning? That's a fucking vice.
Yeah.
That is caffeine. Caffeine is a drug.
It is a drug. I mean, a lot of people don't think about it like that. But
no,
it
because it's one of them social norms. That same with, like, I won't go that far, but I was going to say, like, alcohol. Like, you can go fucking any corner downtown here in front of
a bar. Well, going to a bar is acceptable, but, like, go, like, there's no shops. Like, it's not like Amsterdam. We can go to a coffee shop and light up.
I fucking, when are we starting that fucking Drunkle Smoke Den?
I thought you were going to say when we're going to Amsterdam.
Well, that, well, I need a passport for that.
So do I. I wanted to get one, but I don't have a reason to right now.
Yeah, because we're fucking broke.
I'd love to go
anywhere.
I'd love to go to Ireland. In Scotland.
Oh, dude, go back to the fucking, back to the motherland.
Oh, yeah. The Dublin.
Are we talking Ireland or Northern Ireland?
Oh.
There's only one Ireland.
Oh, yeah, there is. Exactly. What's the difference?
We're not saying anything here.
No, we're not.
That's all we're going to say on that topic. But yeah, I'd love to go to fucking Ireland, especially Scotland. See the Highlands?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Go fucking hunt for Loch Ness and get fucked up on scotch on the way.
Go see Nessie.
Fucking A.
Oh, man.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, because that's the one thing. It would be like a culture shock for us because there's no fucking hills here.
It's a fucking culture shock for me when I leave the province.
You're like, you look down the street, you go, oh, I guess PEI does have hills. Oh, no, it's just a woman laying down. No. Oh, fuck. I gotta go get my eyes checked. But there, it's like a fucking, it's just hill central. It's so
well,
many.
Well, that's same with, like, fucking Alberta and all that shit. Like, the Rocky Mountains. Oh, my God.
Compared to Saskatchewan, which is fucking flat.
Yeah, you can see your fucking dog run away for 3 days.
Yeah.
No, like, I'd love to go to Europe.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Italy, Rome. Oh, my God.
That's what everyone says, man. Go to Rome, go to Greece.
Yeah, but I'm not that type of fucking pissant who's got, well, I want to go to Rome because I want to see the fashion and I want to see all the exotic people. No, I'm going there for the wine and fucking pasta. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not going to Romania. Fuck that
shit. Stupid American. They always think you're American.
When they learn you're fucking Canadian, they go, oh, you're fine.
They go, who? Where? Where's that?
Oh, the northern cousins of USA, huh?
So I don't get, like,
every white guy they'll associate with fucking US.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them. And unfortunately, see, that's the thing about fucking Canada, too. Mm. Fucking everything fucking west of Ontario is fucking, like, mini USA.
Yeah, you said that last time.
But I'm bringing it up
again.
Yeah. We are the fucking true Canadians. Maritimers,
I think it's
we
the best.
Are fucking Canada.
I don't know if you like call it true, but definitely the best, I'd say, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And like I said before, it's like completely different.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I went, I wouldn't say if I went, but if a fucking Newfie went to Ontario or Alberta or something stupid like that and spoke fucking Newfanese to these guys, they think he's
out
to lunch.
They
wouldn't
know
what he's saying.
There yet, so I'm not sure they know about that.
Yeah, they're still getting fucking telegraph over Newfoundland.
Are you kidding me? We got a fucking we got an intern up on the roof holding the dish together. Make sure
we
get some
water. Yeah,
they
gotta watch fucking Hockey Night in Canada somehow.
Well, fuck. What's the point of watching Coach's Corner? There's no fucking Don Cherry anymore.
That's a fucking shame. They fucking shit canned Don Cherry.
Yeah, he is a Canadian legend. Let's just be honest.
He's a Canadian legend who spoke his mind, and the media didn't like that.
Wasn't even that bad. Like, it's not. He didn't.
For what he got fucking fired for, he should have been fired tenfold for the shit he said in the past.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things he
it's like
said
I think
was bad,
I'm pretty.
This was nothing.
It was a smear campaign. They're just they wanted to get rid of him for a while, and they needed something, and they went, okay, that's good enough. This is a loophole here or whatever.
All over saying that you people who come to Canada don't respect the poppy. He's not talking about any fucking... He's talking about generalization of people who come here and don't give a shit about these fucking... These poor fucking bastards who went over and died to keep fucking Canada free. But it ain't so fucking free nowadays.
That's a great reminder. Where are your fucking poppies?
Where are your poppies? November 11th. After November 11th, put your fucking Christmas tree up.
Yeah. You just gotta... You gotta think about the fucking people that... Die like oh man, I could not fucking imagine being 17 going to fucking war.
Yeah, but that's the thing. A lot of the fucking kids that were underage volunteered.
They wanted
to go
because they thought
it was
cool.
They thought
it was
fucking
it's because
awesome.
Of the propaganda, man.
Oh fuck yeah.
They say, hey, you're fighting for your country, you're doing all this. Meanwhile they got home. Fucking a million different problems with them and then they got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No, it's so bad. Like, this country and the USA, they don't take care of their fucking veterans.
No, they don't.
Which is something that it's fucking disgusting to think about. Like, the people that fought for your right to fucking be a corporate fuckass and sit in there and deny fucking these veterans the money they're owed, I don't know where I was going with that, but you know what I mean. The reason that you're a corporate fuckass is because these goddamn veterans kept you free.
Yeah, we're not so free anymore, though, as you were saying.
No. No, look at this fucking media ban.
Oh, yeah.
So,
a while ago.
It's still going on.
Oh, yeah.
If you look up on any social media, Instagram, for example, any meta social media, you cannot see CBC.
And the people, I can see that, like, my friends still follow them, but you can't see it.
No.
And same with Facebook.
It's because, oh, well, they don't want to pay our reporters. It's like, yeah, that's what CBC is
for. They're actually doing us a favor, I'd say, though, because CBC is fucking garbage.
CBC is garbage. Any fucking media outlet that's funded by your government is going to be biased.
Well, yeah. for sure.
To whoever's in
fucking
power.
Name me one fucking news source that is like CNN, Fox. They're all fucking the same.
Oh, fuck. Those American news sources, you can't fucking trust anything they say because it's all a one-sided argument.
It's all puppets.
That's all it is. It's all propaganda for one
also,
side of the fucking...
If we don't make
spectrum.
a podcast next week, it's because we got shot. We got assassinated.
Yeah, if we if it comes out in the media that we committed suicide, the three bullets in the back of our heads kind of scream we didn't.
Yeah, like
we're not speaking out against our government or anything.
We'd never
do that.
I don't know how he committed suicide. He had 40 stab wounds in his back, and then he took his toaster and threw it in the bathtub.
Yeah, and he was upside down in the bathtub.
He actually had his hands tied
behind
his back. I don't know how he did. That's,
I don't know
crazy.
How you plug a toaster in with your hands tied behind your back. That's pretty fucking.
He was also
impressive.
Tied to a chair. I don't know how the fuck he did that. He also had fucking concrete shoes. I don't know how he did
no,
that.
No, we're not in New Jersey.
No, the Italians were. He's like, Vito Spaghetti. You got to put the concrete shoes on him.
Here it's fucking. Let him fucking drink enough. He falls into the harbor. He'll be fine.
The old Irish exit.
Oh fuck yeah. What's the Maritimer exit? We know what an Irish goodbye is.
Yeah.
But what's a fucking Maritimer goodbye?
I think a Maritime goodbye is saying bye to every single person there.
Yeah.
Like, everyone you know being like, all right, good to see you. And then you sit there for 5 minutes, have a conversation with them.
Oh, yeah. You say you're going to leave, and an hour later, you're still talking to the fucking people, and you're not even through.
That's what I always
them.
Hated when I was younger. Fucking in the grocery store, I got it. Fucking someone meets their friend, or early dad
yeah,
meets a friend.
But I love that now.
Well, yeah.
You see somebody, you know, how are you? I haven't seen you in a
it's
because
you're doing it.
Age.
It's not someone else. It's like when, let's say you're waiting in line at the fucking McDonald's or something. There's someone taking for fucking ever. You're like, come on, what the fuck are you doing? But then when you take forever, oh, well, you know, fucking it's their fault. You know, it's not my fault. They're slow. But when there was the other person, go, that fucking guy's an asshole. He's an idiot.
Yeah, but there's a difference between taking long at the fucking speaker and taking long at the window. Like, if you're taking, like, if you're fucking,
oh, for sure, yeah.
If your fat wife is taking fucking forever at the goddamn speaker, I will call you out on it. If fucking Johnny Douchebag is sitting up at the window waiting for his shit, hey, yeah, maybe you ordered fucking one too many fucking double quarter pounders. Who cares? Fucking, that's the staff
making it slow. Johnny Douchebag definitely ordered too many quarter pounders.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But... No, yeah, I mean, I get that, too, like, but fuck, I mean, like, it's even hard to fucking understand them on the mic.
What fuck?
Yeah, it's even hard to understand them on the mic. They're like,
oh,
can I
well,
get,
yeah.
Can I get three junior chickens? They're like, three salsas? I'm like, you don't even sell sauce here.
Yeah, three tacos? It's like, buddy, this ain't Taco Bell. This is fucking McScrotum's here, pal.
It's Subway.
Yeah.
It's in the name.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to fuck up a goddamn coffee, but Tim somehow does it every time. And I'm not exaggerating.
It's like when those fucking companies are like, yeah, there's cheese in it, and it's like not cheese. Is that even coffee? Is that just fucking dishwater that's hot?
Oh, yeah.
It's
I want to talk about fake cheese. What about those fucking Lunchables
we used to get
as a fucking kid?
I thought you were talking about those fucking Lunchlies.
Well, whatever they're fucking called.
The Lunchlies are the one with, like, KSI and all them. They have, like, mold in them.
Oh, yeah, that shit's bad.
But the Lunchables we had, hey, they're still kicking. They're fucking terrible. They're gross.
Oh my god, but back in the day, that was a fucking, I don't know how you say it, like a fucking, an economical
like a trading card.
Fucking flex.
Yeah, it was a trading card. It was like, listen, I got nachos, which were the best, I'll trade you those, or for
mini
something
pizzas.
Else. Yeah, the little sandwiches, like the crackers. I will say, though, nothing beats a bologna sandwich.
No, you know what, yeah, bologna sandwiches.
Because they
good.
Were the, you could just get them and you never had a problem with them. So reliable.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if you really think about it, you go and get a fucking bologna log, it is a meat obelisk of, like, 1,000 fucking pigs all
still
fucking
better
around
than
together.
A Lunchable.
Everything is better. The shit at the bottom of my shoe, I can lick it off, it still tastes better than the fucking
well,
Lunchable.
It's not my fucking fault that everything costs so much. Like, okay, oh yeah, I want to make something for myself, eat healthy. Well, it's $40 for a fucking bag of salad, you know?
Even no-name shit is still fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole point of the no-name brand, is to fucking be shitty and cheap.
Yeah, it has no fucking name.
Exactly.
But it's like, not, though.
But, well, we all know Mr. Galen Weston and his associates down at Loblaws. We all know that They like their money.
His name's Galen Weston.
Mm-hmm.
He must have got bullied in school.
I fucking hope so. God. He deserves every bit of it. Piece of shit. That's why I shop at Sobeys.
Sounds like a it kind of sounds like an Austin Powers name, like Robin Swallows.
Galen Weston. How nice to see you. Come to steal my mojo.
Oh man, those movies are good. Fucking speaking of that, Buddy was dressed up as him.
Oh yeah, one awesome. Of the boys was dressed up as Austin Powers, and his companion was Dr. Evil. And I think that's probably the best Halloween costume
it
we
was
saw
really
this weekend.
I'm clearly the master of segue, because now we can talk about the fucking show that was on Friday that we had mentioned the previous week.
That's true. That show on Friday
fucking great.
Was fucking beautiful. And if you were not there, you are fucking
You guys
square.
Have no excuse. You weren't there. I bombed the fuck out of my exam, and I still showed up. I mean, I had an excuse.
Fuck yeah.
I had an excuse to drink, but...
Well, I have an excuse to drink. It's called life.
Top-tier lineup, yeah. Getting fucked by life.
That's another thing. We'll plug Sportsman's Club in again, ladies and gentlemen. The Sportsman's Club, $4.50 fucking beers, select beers. If you get a membership, you take 50 cents off that. Free cover, skip lines, and it's pretty hard
you
to get
fucking
kicked out.
You just
got to
think about it. I mean, even if you don't drink and you just want to go to the shows, you get a membership in 4.5 shows, that membership is paid for because you don't
yeah
have to pay cover. If they're all $10.
Yeah.
And then if you're drinking beer, holy shit, yeah, you can get that back in 2 shows.
You look like a slick pimp fucking taking that
card. Oh, man, are you
wallet.
Kidding me? I had the cane going. I had the big fur mink coat going.
Oh,
yeah.
Say, hey, I'm a member.
Bitch slapping people to get out of the way. Like, bitch slapping people on the in the line. I'm like, member here.
That's what I'll say, too. Here. The sportsman staff, they are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Fucking
some of the nicest people. And some of the fucking nicest drinks you'll ever fucking drink.
Yeah, they're fucking cold. That's all I ask.
Hell, yeah.
And they just, there's no, like, you get a fucking rum and coke. It's like, you're, like, actually going, I kind of wanted coke with this. Like,
oh, my God. There was one time. I went to Spo, and I'm not saying this is a bad
thing. This is
a great
thing.
Fucking great thing.
Bang for your buck.
I went to fucking Spo, and I asked for a double Jack and Coke. And usually a double Jack and Coke, you know, you'll taste the Jack, and it'll be a little strong, whatever. This was all fucking Jack. Like, just, it was like fucking 3 parts Jack, 1 part fucking Coke. It was amazing. I got so fucked up off of one drink,
oh,
I
yeah
could not believe it.
It is great, but I usually just get the fucking beer, and the beer's always good. And
it's
four fucking
it's
dollars.
Fucking
it's $4 for me, too, so.
Fuck yeah. $4, ladies
you can't
and gentlemen.
Beat that.
Get your membership
I
want to
say, too, the fucking costumes were great that night.
Oh, my God.
So we
God
talked about, yeah, there's Austin Powers and Dr. Evil. Fuck, who else was there?
J-Rock was there.
Oh, my God.
It's on J-Rock.
J to the R-O-C, baby.
J-Rock, baby. J-Rock, baby. J-Rock, baby.
Yeah. There were a couple great. We didn't dress up because we can't top what we did last time.
No, there's no way we can top Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Yeah, we went out the week before that and fucking, you just can't do it again. Like,
no.
Because we couldn't top it. You just can't
no
live with
there's
ourselves.
There's no way you could do it. Like, once you do it once, the magic fucks off.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be so narcissistic if I just wasn't better than everyone else. Like, if everyone was just better, then I wouldn't have to be so narcissistic.
That's true. Why are we the best human beings to ever exist in the history of humanity?
Because God's got
because
a sick sense of humor.
Because we are Drunkle's Den podcast. We're not Talk To A, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus. Best podcast in all of PEI, because we're the only fucking podcast, as far as I know.
Fuck yeah, and like we said, sponsored by nobody.
Fucking no one. So that's how that goes.
So if you don't like what we fucking say, listen anyway. We need the listeners.
Yeah. We need to feel better about ourselves.
Fuck yeah. But there was a few good costumes of sportsmen's.
Oh yeah, fucking great. Even the week before that. It's weird because it was November 1st, and I don't know, I think just because it's the month change, but November 1st is closer to Halloween. It's literally just the day before than it was the week we went out, which is the week before that.
Yeah, but that's usually the standard is to fucking go out on the weekend before and get fucked up while you're in costume.
But like, and I don't get how these fucking people do it. Like, I saw some people, they went out, like, every other night. Like, they went out probably Thursday,
oh
Friday.
My God.
They went out the week before. And they had different costumes each time. Yeah. It's crazy.
I can't think that fucking far ahead.
No. But I, yeah, no, I, we came up with this fucking last minute. It was like a couple weeks before. It wasn't even a month before.
It was a couple weeks. It was about a month.
Okay.
Because I started ordering all the shit off of Amazon there, and it's like, fuck, if this doesn't fucking work out, I'm going to fucking jump off a bridge. And it was probably one of the best fucking nights out, if not the best night out
it was fun.
I've had ever.
Yeah, it was very fun.
It was amazing. I don't know if it was because the ego was stroked, because everybody was coming up to fucking
I think something else was
take
getting
a picture
stroked
and
that
shake
night.
The hand. Something else, yeah, the grannies.
You were the granny slayer that night.
The grannies loved the Trump costume, and I didn't love the grannies.
Your twig and berries were between a couple bonds there.
No, I can't.
Involuntarily.
It was bad. I felt like I got fucking molested. It's like my uncle was over for the family.
You could smell the mothballs and cigarettes
again.
Coming out.
Mothballs and cigarettes.
Oh, it was fucking gross.
Oh, my God.
You
want to
come over?
It was bad. Come over.
You invite her over, your fucking mother's going to lay newspaper on the floor.
Got to put fucking pork chops around her neck so the dog will play with her. Jesus Christ.
God.
So many goddamn wrinkles. It looks like a leather couch.
Oh, fuck. But the texture
disgusting.
One.
Ugh. Now, I do have to say, Sportsman's on Halloween was a fucking bump.
Sportsman's in any day is fucking a bump.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Remember, they serve Coke products at the bar, not
exactly,
in the bathroom.
Not in the bathroom.
If
we
they catch you, it's a lifetime
ban. But that fucking show, there was a show last year, and... It had the losers as well, and fucking, it was a beer garden, and that was fucking insane.
Oh my God, I don't remember half of it, I got so fucked up.
It was, like, perfect, like, the thing is, it's not just, like, well, I mean, like, Sportsman's, like, it's an amazing place, but it's kind of, like, esoteric, and kind of, like, you know, people don't really know about it. You know, you got to be in the know.
It's a very niche bar. It's a very big.
Well, not a lot of people
wall,
know about
you know?
It. Not a lot of people go to it. Like, not as much as you. Like, people who are in the music scene, like, listen to music and shit, they'll go. But, like, people who just want to drink, they probably won't go. Even though it is the best place.
No, because they want to go to that fucking club scene.
But, like, this is what I don't get. The shit is so expensive. Listen, here's another thing. You're, I feel like you're more likely to get groped if you were at fucking the Factory than Sportsman's. Like, 100%.
Yes, you are. 100, all the fucking creeps go to the Factory.
Exactly.
It does not matter where you go. Beer garden's okay, but there's a lot of fucking people that go there,
it's
and
open.
It's packed every night in the summer.
Yeah. Well, there's also just, that's where the fucking the shit people go.
Well, did you hear what they did at Peach
Bar?
Yeah,
the free cover, and still nobody
fucking,
went.
They were charging fucking, like, I don't know, what was it, like $15 cover? Something fucking
probably
absurd.
10, 15, yeah.
Something absurd. For every night when there was...
For a DJ.
No, there wasn't even a DJ playing on nights.
That's fucking stupid.
And they'd still charge cover. And people stopped going, so they said, we'll waive the cover, come back, and we'll fucking have a great time. And nobody fucking
That's so
went
weird,
because
I remember...
That's great.
Like, the year before... Like, the last year and the year before that, It was packed. Like, we went there, like, one night or something. We didn't go last year, but we went 2022, and it was fucking packed.
Peaks fucking sucks.
The only reason I like it is because it's fucking open. Like, that's why I can't sit in the Factory.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a box, but, like, in a box with, like, greasy, sweaty fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just, the drinks are overpriced. My fucking shoes are sticky as fuck. I feel like I walked through a sperm bank.
Yeah, you don't know if it's from the drinks or the puke on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't think they know what a mop and bucket is at those places.
I don't know. Have you seen their hair sometimes? They might. Although, their bouncers are fucking massive. They'll kick the shit out of anyone.
The fucking thing. It amazes me. Every time there's a fight out at a club like that, it's not like back in the day where they'd fucking, you know, they'd let the fight fucking go, and when they see it was getting a little too greasy, they'd step in.
Yeah.
But
immediately.
Nowadays, as soon as you fucking even think about throwing a punch, those fucking big cocksuckers are on you like shit.
There was that
one
time
monkey.
Where fucking, I don't know if, I think we were there, buddy like punched this girl, and immediately one guy, he like turned straight into a Mexican mom, like he pulled him by the fucking, he lifted him up by the ear. He was, like, beating the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah, threw the flip-flop and
everything.
And then,
like, threw him out, and it's, like, fucking good on him. Like, I don't get these people that fucking do that shit, man.
They can't punch them.
No.
Bouncers can't punch these guys. You'll go to fucking court over it. I started a bar fight, and
I was
fucking
beating the shit out of this 90-pound woman, and then, this guy decided, or this guy, like, came up and fucking rocked my world, and now it's his fault. It's the same fucking
people,
like... who when you do CPR on them and then they'll fucking sue you for breaking their ribs, even though you save their life.
Oh my god, that's bad.
I feel like a lot of them it's because they need to. Like, some do because they're fucking assholes, and some do because they can't pay their medical bills, which is still shitty.
That's the only way they can do
still fucking
it.
Shitty. Like, it's there is a Good Samaritan. I don't know if we have it here, but I think it's in the States. It's a Good Samaritan Act where if you do shit like that,
I'm pretty sure they
like
have
if you
it here.
Like fucking save someone from a burning building and you break their arm in the process, they can't fucking sue you because that's stupid.
I'm pretty sure they have that here. Same with like in the States. Like if you fucking like if there's a guy in a crowd with a fucking AR-15 and you shoot him in the face 13 times, you can't go to jail for that. But if somebody breaks into your house in Canada and you fucking you as much lay a hand on them, you're going to jail.
So the limit is 13.
13 shot. Oh, yeah. 13 shots to the face.
If you shoot him 14 times, you're going to jail.
Pretty much.
They hate that. They hate that number. But yeah, like, well, yeah, they had the fucking case. I think it was in Vancouver or something where they were saying, yeah, leave your car keys outside because they have so many car thefts up there. It's like, leave your car keys outside so that they can just steal your car and they don't fucking break into your house and try to murder you or steal other
shit.
That's
fucking bad.
That the police are saying that. Whereas then, yeah, I love juxtaposing that with the guys in Florida. They're like, yeah, if a guy breaks into your house, fucking shoot him. It's like, you'd actually be doing us a favor.
Yeah, less paperwork.
And he's like, fucking mag dump them, too. Like, fucking make sure they're gone.
Oh, yeah, make sure they're not moving by the time we get there.
And then you have, but then you have the fucking cops that are like the one where fucking the squirrel drops an acorn in his car. And he's like, shots fired. And he starts fucking shooting buddy.
Did you see a very recent news in the States? There was a social media account and it had, Buddy had a pet squirrel and he had a pet fucking raccoon. You
rabies,
saw that?
Yeah.
And they fucking euthanized them both to test them for rabies. What a fucking joke that is. If I broke into your house and stole your cat and said, hey, we're going to kill your fucking cat to test him for rabies, you think that would fucking stand here?
Yeah. Well, here probably, because I'd say, leave your cats outside so we can euthanize them. So that we don't have to break in your house and break your coffee table. Leave your cats outside. I can't have a cat outside, man. I would have a fucking house cat, because that cat's going to come back with every fucking disease known to man. And then
yeah, you
I'm
know how many
get
rats you drop in your fucking house?
Yeah, I don't need that shit.
Fuck that.
The amount of fucking ticks in my house.
Ugh.
Fuck that.
Ticks are bad.
Well, I had to babysit my, or cat set, I guess is the proper term. My sister's cat, because her house was getting fumigated. We only had him for like 2 or 3 days, and he was great the whole time. Like, I had no problem. The last day, he was the fucking last day. I'm up at like 1 or 2 in the morning, and he's just on the couch, and I'm like petting him. I'm like, okay. Going to bed, don't fucking, don't scratch my door or anything.
Oh, yeah.
I wake up in the morning, and we have a fucking wood floor. It's scratched to shit. And it's, like, a good, like,
oh,
two
really?
Or 3 inches deep. Everywhere's. And then there's also just blood on the floor. And we're like, okay, so what happened here? Either, like, he never scratched the floor before. He just scratched the floor the day he was supposed to be picked up. And I don't know if he got
a
fucking
rat
or I don't know if he got a mouse or something. There's fucking blood, like drops of blood, and then it just stops. But
he probably got a mouse.
But there's no fucking, there was nothing, no one to be find and to be found. And there's just fucking it was like scratch marks over the floor, and it's like okay, fuck you, fuck this guy.
Well, cats are great until they start ruining your belongings.
Also, if you have a cat, your house smells like shit. You have a fucking.
It all
you have a you have a box that's filled with shit and piss. Like they are really controlling you.
Sounds like the streets of Toronto.
Sounds like the streets of fucking Houston.
The real north of Houston, ladies and gentlemen.
But like, yeah, like they control you. Like, tell me, there's a bigger power move than you clean my shit and piss.
Like they say, dogs have owners, cats have slaves.
Yeah, pretty much.
And fucking, see, I don't like dogs. I'm not a fucking dog person at all.
I get that.
Like, anything with fucking 2 legs or more, I fucking hate.
What?
But anything with 2 legs or more, I fucking hate.
But you
that
like cats?
Includes people, dogs, cats. I fucking don't like cats either.
Really?
No, because they're fucking little hellions.
Okay. Well, that's why I like dogs.
You break all your shit.
I mean, I wouldn't get a fucking husky, because they're a pain in the fucking ass. I wouldn't
oh
get a
my
German
God.
Shepherd, because I'd have no couch left. But, I don't know, I wouldn't get a fucking, people who get Chihuahuas are fucking stupid.
Chihuahuas look like fucking rats.
They
with
are
goddamn,
rats.
With
just
smaller
little fucking
tails.
Rats.
I hate them. I'd rather a big dog over fucking Chihuahuas, and I fucking hate
also,
big dogs.
Also, if you get a small dog, and it fucking decides to play with another dog, that's like $3,000 in medical bills. Because it steps on a feather and rolls its ankle. Like,
yeah, but that's
fucked.
That's all that inbreeding shit with these fucking dog owners. Or dog breeders, whatever
you
call
them.
Yeah,
how come when you inbreed dogs, it's cute? And when you inbreed humans, it's like just Alabama. It's just a Tuesday in Alabama.
It's, we call that Tig Nish hearing fucking PEI.
Nish, yeah.
Nish. Fuck.
They're all blind, too, because all the fucking moonshine.
Oh. Pretty much. But no, the cat I had him for 14 years. And I grew up
with
him, blah, blah, blah.
Crazy.
I won't tell you the fucking sob story. But when he went, I don't know what flicked in my mind. I'll never get another fucking cat.
Oh, that's why. That's why you don't like them. Because you have a connection, and you don't want to taint that connection.
No, it's not the connection. It's all the shit of mine that he broke in them 14 years.
Yeah.
Fuck that. A nice white couch we had. Oh, he's just going to dump all the flower pots that are up on the shelf on it.
That's what they do.
Yep, fuck
it's
you
like
guys,
they know.
Clean my shit.
It's like they know. And the other thing I fucking hate about cats, which I already knew, but it kind of came out even more when I had a cat sit, was they can get anywhere. You cannot, if you gotta hide something, you better have it locked up, like a couple locks.
Prime Minister.
I was gonna say lock, stock, and barrel.
The thing is, I had a white cat, and he got under my fucking oil tank one time.
Jesus.
That guy looked like he drove Hellcat, you know what I mean? He was fucking dark.
Well, man, the other thing, too, is them fucking cats, like, the one, I don't know if it's just this cat specifically, it was more dog than cat. It ate human food, it would dig through the trash, like...
Oh, no, that's cats, too.
But, like, it would, like, it just refused to fucking eat kibble. Just fucking,
Yeah, but see, I don't agree. Like, you can call me a fucking retard or whatever you want.
Probably we will.
We all know I'm retarded. But, like, if you fucking feed your dog just kibble, I think that's worse than fucking feeding him like human shit. What I fucking can't stand is these vegan motherfuckers that, dog loves lettuce. My fucking dog loves chewing on carrots all day. Then they put a fucking plate of lettuce and a plate of meat in front of them. What do you think they go for?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But also,
because they're fucking
don't
carnivores.
Fucking feed your dog grapes, for the love of God.
Why, what does that do?
It just makes them explode. It makes them explode. Same with chocolate. Chocolate makes them explode.
I didn't know that. I gotta toss a few grapes over in the neighbor's yappy fucking dog park.
Fuck. Chocolate just makes them, like, stop working.
Yeah.
Like, and then
I know
grapes
that.
Just make them explode, basically.
I never knew grapes
did
that.
I think it's grapes, yeah. It's weird
grapes
shit.
Grapes
like
fucking
that.
Kill dogs. I never knew that.
Shit. And the sad thing is someone would have to find that out by just the hard way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my fucking dog is now, like...
Oh, my dog got into my
exploding.
Wine.
Yeah, same with, like, imagine being the first guy that ever tried mushrooms. You'd be like, man, I want to make this stew for my fucking family. Oh, okay.
Hell yeah, and then you realize, oh, hey, I'm 1,000 years into the future. You live 100,000 years, and you finally fucking die, and you wake up, and you're still by your bitch wife.
Now I understand that SpongeBob episode. Future!
It's
the same thing. They were predicting that. They actually just took shrooms for that.
Ah, fuck. I got shrooms inside. I've still yet to take them.
There's something, man.
I would say I've heard a lot of good things about them. I've heard a lot of bad things about them.
I haven't heard a lot of bad things.
I have.
What bad specifically?
I've heard some fucking horror stories. It's mostly about guys who fucking take way too much of them.
That's literally anything, though.
That's true. But the one thing I like about dope is you can't fucking die from dope.
No, but you can have the worst time of your life, though.
Yeah, you would know that from experience.
Greening out's not fun.
That's the thing. I smoke like a goddamn chimney, but I've never fucking greened out. I've been on the cusp. I've almost crossed that bridge.
I don't know.
But it's never happened.
But, like, what you're saying about shrooms is the same thing some people say about liquor. Like, because we've had it, you can go, like, okay, you know what it's like. But it's like, yeah, like, alcohol can kill you. And so, yeah, but if you drink, like, fucking 2 quarts back to back, yeah, you'll probably die. But don't do that.
And see, that's the thing versus, like, weed versus liquor. You go out, and you see some fucking, like I said, Johnny douchebag trying to start a fight at a bar. You know that guy's fucking drunk.
Yeah.
But you see some guy fucking mowing down on a fucking burger in a restaurant. You know he's fucking baked.
I'll agree with you, but I will say, too, it's not the drinking that's making him fucking fight. He's
no,
just
no, it's the personality.
That person. Yeah, like this. Yeah. I don't understand how people get fucking, they get drunk and want to fight or like beat their fucking bitch wife.
Like I can understand like people get drunk and they get stupid. That's fine, but I don't get fucking people when they drink they get angry. I don't get that. My old man was like that.
Yeah, I don't.
He was fucked.
I don't do that. I think it just runs in my family, just judging from my dad.
Nothing runs in your family.
Well, we get to it. Alcoholism, maybe. at least my mom's side, it does.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking, yeah. So, like, I think it runs in my family where my dad, like, he just can't stop talking.
Yeah, so that's me on weed.
You just have so much to say, and then someone's got to tell you, hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, hey, buddy, calm her down.
Also, I get loud.
Oh, I know.
I think I just get excited, and I can't control it. Also, I just love having fun. That's it. I'm the complete opposite of fucking these people getting angry. I can't take anything seriously.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, with alcohol, everybody out there, especially you people listening, you gotta remember.
Whoa, Don Cherry over there, you people.
You people. You fucking people listening, you have to remember.
Jesus,
you
man.
Can always have fun without alcohol. But you'll have a lot more fun with alcohol. Always remember that. And unfortunately, that's all the fucking time we have today, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, crack your beers, smoke your joint, have a great fucking night. Keith, do we have any closing remarks, buddy?
Closing remarks. This is the first day of the rest of your life.
Fuck yes, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drunkle's Den. Remember, we're not your average podcast. We say whatever the fuck we want.
Shit.
We are shit. We are
the usually they have
shit.
Like a a management team and PR.
Nah, it's just two drunks.
Yeah,
doing this shit. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a great goddamn rest of your weekend. I know I will.